You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this lovely Tuesday in Coco. Hi, Danny.
Hello, everyone.
We have Keith. We have Keith in with us today. Hi, Keith.
Hello. Hi, Danny. Hi, Kim. Hi, everybody.
Keith, I'm so glad you're here because I have to tell you, it's been a crazy, crazy week. I needed at least one of my brothers, so I'm glad you could attend. I didn't have time to reach out to the other two, but it's always good to have you on because let me tell you, in all these years, I mean, you know, you and I've shared with you, you know, I feel like I've just had my best year ever. But the whole, and I shouldn't say that because maybe profit-wise, best year ever in the restaurant business, but I haven't even figured out the what we've paid out yet. Danny, it could be a mound. It could be a mound. I don't know. Maybe it was my worst year. I don't know, Keith. Keith, for all those listening here to What's Cooking in the 321, Keith's in Michigan today and doing some stuff in Michigan right now. Keith, you know, you eat in all the restaurants there and that, and I know you've got to be feeling, I mean, are people telling you, because you're with a lot of restaurant owners, that they've had their best year also as far as bringing it in, but got a pile going out?
Yeah, for sure. But the biggest issue, you know, besides obviously increased rents and increased food costs and increased labor costs, et cetera, is they can't get the labor.
So that's why I need my big brother this week, because I have to tell you, I have been blessed with, you know, all the employees. We've got great employees that have been with us. You know, we opened in 1995, and my gosh, you know, we've had people forever. But the ones that we're hiring now... I mean, I hate to say it because I love everybody. You guys know how loving I am, but I can't stand them. If somebody could work for me an hour, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm cringing. I love my management team, and I never micromanage. I shouldn't say never. Keith's probably going to laugh when I say I don't micromanage my managers. Because we all know I'm a little bit of a control freak, but I try not to ever micromanage my managers because they're in that position because I have all the faith in the world in them, okay? But when I have a manager, let's just take today for example. Here's why I really need my brother today. I mean, my manager comes up to me and says, you know what? Number one, I don't make enough money to do two people's jobs, you know, because... they're idiots, and that's the way, you know, that's the way she said it to me, is I cannot work with these people when I'm doing their jobs so that I can't even do my management job, and I'm frustrated. I'm going to give you my resignation. I'm like, you know, I'm just like looking, and so it stung. It stung big time, but I said, all I could say was, being honest, I feel your pain because I'm feeling the same way, and I'm sure this is happening not just to me because I see restaurants around us closing. They're not closing because business was bad. And I've never in my life seen where you couldn't sell a restaurant. You want to get out of the restaurant business, you sell it. And it would sell in days. No one can sell their restaurants anymore. This employee thing has gotten so out of hand, and I don't even know where to begin to fix it other than to sit in my car and cry. Keith, thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, it's tough for everybody, and I mean, I don't know exactly. Central Florida, I think, has, I know Orlando has about 2,400 restaurants total, but I think the state of Florida is over 41,000, I believe, still as of the beginning of the year, but I'm hearing numbers of 20% closing over the last 60 to 90 days.
20%. So Keith,
and a lot of those are old-time chains. And
I know, and I mean,
that's incredible.
One, why? I mean, we know it's employees, but I mean, why is this happening, and we can't figure out a solution? Why can we not? I mean, first of all, I always say you have to recognize the problem to fix it. Okay, I can't even recognize. I recognize like the outcome of what they're doing, but I don't know how these. And I hate to say young people, but I got to tell you, my old timers are still working and working with great work ethics. But all these people we're hiring right now, I mean, they come in not just bent; they're broken. They're broken, and we're hiring them, and then we're stuck with their pieces. And I don't know what the fix is. I don't know how to, you know, I always say, even in politics, you know, people say, oh, the border. Okay, well, what's your idea how to fix it? You know, I'm one of them people, tell me something, just some, anything of how to fix it, or at least acknowledge where the problem's coming from.
Well, I as you and I talked before, there's a whole gamut. I mean, if you look at Florida Today and a few other magazines are talking about some of, you know, they just say, oh, the economy is still struggling to bounce back, to find a new normal. But, you know, arguably since the pandemic, although I still think there's, you know, there's a lot of COVID stuff going around. But, you know, rising rents, rising payroll, and what we talked about before on your show, the supply chain issues, and of course, inflation. And that's huge. And a lot of people don't have that discretionary income to go out and, you know, spend $50 to $100 every meal when they go out. And that's without kids.
Yeah, I mean, I know I talk to a lot of parents, you know, because I still have kids in school, and they aren't. They're getting, you know, it goes both ways. You have some on the top end that are still eating out, and they're, you know, it's not affecting me, they say. But you have a whole bunch of young parents who just cannot take their kids out. They're doing McDonald's, you know, like 2 and 3 times a week, and I hate to see that.
Yeah, hey, speaking of that, you know, I've up here, we finally seen, like, you know, McDonald's, there's three people working, and one on the carryout window or the drive-thru window.
Automated.
And then the rest is automated.
Yeah.
And talked about that with
Stephanie.
Stephanie Nicole.
And she's traveling all over the world, and the, you know, especially in the United States, but she's in Canada and everywhere, automating is becoming a big thing. And I got to tell you, after today's little, where, I mean, literally I had an employee leave in the middle of a shift today because my manager's like, you can't do that, and literally walk out in the middle of shift. So what's the answer there? Automation. I mean, maybe Stephanie's, I've been, you know, all about customer service and that, but I got to tell you, automation is looking better to me, because especially my places are like food courts. Danny, what do you got to say about this today?
No, I think you have to talk to Steph and see what it's all about. And
I think it's time to automate.
Try to put it in.
I hate to do it, Keith. I hate to, you know me, I'll still be hands-on. I'm never going to not be there, and especially for big events. Speaking of big events, we had one of the biggest gun shows this weekend. It was packed. I mean, I was up a third from, you know, all the years I've done it. And so what does that tell you? Everybody wants a gun.
Well, that hasn't changed. I think, you know, there's a number of things going on, you know, with the election and things. And think about it, a lot of people are also selling their guns because they need the money.
Yeah, there was, you know, because we always have the same vendors, but they were buying guns this weekend. They were definitely buying guns.
Well, would you know that, you know, now you don't have to have a concealed carry permit in the state of Florida.
Right. Now, how is that in Michigan? Keith, is it, because I know our rules changed a bit.
No, I mean, you still have, you know, we call them CCWs up here still, most of the old-timers like me, but, yeah, I mean, everybody's got a gun and everything, and, you know, I can't remember, I think mine goes 3 years, 5 years, I can't remember, but, you know, you still have to go through the whole process to renew and all that, so.
So here I have my tables out, and, you know, people have to pay to get a table to sell their guns. Instead, they literally took up my food tables and made it like their own table. I had to go out there and go, excuse me, you can't sit at my food table selling your guns. Literally, they had gun cases sitting up with these bright pink, you know, like fuchsia tags with prices on them. Like, you can't do that. So, you know, maybe all these guns, it's because of our employees, because our employees are so bad. I need to go get a gun.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of issues with that.
Keith, we have to fix this restaurant problem, though.
Yeah, it's automation. Yeah.
It's automation. You know what?
What are you going to do? A perfect example would be going to Costco and get a cheap hot dog. All right, so all your hot dogs are going to be, you know, sitting in boiling water like a giant vat.
Well, and they'd be in a roller grill.
They'd be on a roller grill.
But, like, for example, instead of having, let's just say, three people, okay, one in the front of the house, one in the back of the house, and one on the line, right? Okay, so let's just say, and I'm talking about the food courts, you could put an automated in the front and get rid of that person in the front. You know, the back one, that can just sort of sit. Your dishes can sit for a while, and then you've only got one on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like these young people who want the big money and you know, don't want to work, they're going to find that they're not going to be any jobs for them, because I think automation, it's the first, Danny, you're right, this is the first time truly it just hit me. You know what? I'm calling Stephanie today to say, Stephanie, come and put that machine out front where people can put in their own order.
That's right.
Just like McDonald's.
Get her in there.
Figure out how you're going to pay for it, because it's probably easy the cost of one or two employees.
So I have to tell you, it is not. It's truly not. They everybody makes their money in processing. So a lot of these, you know, you have, like, I can tell you automation for something like that, it starts at about $150 a month. And and then the credit cards all go through that automation also, so they're getting that 3%. They're putting it onto the employee, into the customers. So it's not hitting the restaurant owners. And so it's actually, they're making it very affordable. I just was against it because I love customer service. I love great customer service. I want to, you know, I know all my people. I know what they like. I know the way they like it. And so I've been resistant to my best pal, Stephanie, there out selling all this automation, because I'm like, I still want to talk to the people. But I got to tell you, after today, I don't know if I want to talk to people anymore. Let's just automate them.
Oh, man.
She should be on today's show. She would like it, because I'm usually her wall.
That's right.
Yeah.
She should be here for this one.
Stephanie, I know you're listening. I know you're going to want to be here next week. And Keith, let's talk more, too, about, because I know where you're at, the restaurant's closing. I know you've got some pretty big owners there. Can we name drop? Can we say, like, Pete Giannopoulos on the air, or can we say...
Giannopoulos restaurant, he's gone, you know, now he's changing. It's obviously the best barbecue rib place. I mean, you know, you were using Montgomery and ribs for years.
For years.
I mean, he does all the... He used to do all the catering at the Palace for all the Detroit Pistons in the heyday. And he's got tons of athletes and movie star people that always came to his place. And they moved out to Brighton, more in the, you know, not rural, because it's just another extension of Detroit, you know, growth. And but it is a west suburb. And now people are going out all the way to Howell and that. But they were down, of course, they started right in the middle of COVID with their new restaurant. That dampened things. And then because the state of Michigan decided to spend all the money that they could on some grant they've gotten from the government, they tore up the main road, Main Street.
But Keith, here's my question. So you have somebody who's been in business, I mean, since I was a young girl. I'm still a young girl, I think.
Yeah, 50 years.
But so all of a sudden, they close their places and go in a totally different direction. And that's what I'm saying is...
now they're in a strip mall with nothing but carryout.
See, and I've sort of done the same thing. I mean, Keith, who had a bigger restaurant than us? You know, the... Country Club, you know, Ocarina was, my gosh, what do we have, 6,000 square foot on the ocean, and now I'm doing food courts. So, I mean, in a way, I'm sort of doing the same thing that the Giannopoulos did. And and I have to tell you, I'm so glad I don't have the big place. I mean, I still have the one big place, but we're not doing table service, you know. I can't imagine, because we used to have 14 servers on the floor. I can't imagine trying to get 14 people when I can't even get two people. And but I do feel so bad for my management, because they work so hard. They cannot do their jobs, so they can't be managing, because they're doing the employees' jobs. And then it trickles I can't say trickles down, it trickles up, because I'm not getting my work done, because now I'm doing that work, and it's screwing up the whole system. And, you know, I got to tell you, I have a new friend, Jennifer, that I talk to and vent to, and so, you know, I'm up in the wee hours of the morning trying to solve restaurant world peace. And I got to tell you, it's getting frustrating. It's very frustrating.
I can imagine, yeah.
So I don't know when or how we're going to stop this. Except for Danny looking over at me going, automation, automation.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, too. Like, you know, I keep tabs of DoorDash through my son because, you know, I said, well, how many restaurants and things are you doing? He goes, Dad, I'm delivering more groceries now. And also from big wine market stuff, people, they run out of wine or booze or beer, whatever. They don't drive, obviously, anymore. They ain't leaving the house. So they get DoorDash. And sometimes DoorDash, your bill might be $50, but once you get done paying DoorDash, this Pete Schnappas said this again today. It was I ordered $50 worth of food the other day, and my bill was almost $100.
So, Keith, you're going to love this because, you know, there's a gate to get into my house. And the Uber driver delivering the food, he didn't want to wait for that gate, so he blew right through it.
He drove through the gate?
Just drove right through that gate. So they just had to put a new gate on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just could not wait to get that food. And, of course, everybody, you know, in my house knew exactly who it was because he just left with food. But you know, he just left the food, and the next thing, oh, where's my gate? My gate's gone. Yeah, it was.
You know,
yep. They don't. They're in a hurry. They're in a hurry because they want to make them quick dollars.
Yeah.
So, Keith, I have some other things coming up. I want to tell everybody out there what's going on this week here at MOD at the Melbourne Auditorium. The you know, just finished the gun show tomorrow. We got Senior Expo. I'm not going to it. I'm just not doing another Senior Expo. I can't do it. I'm putting a hat on my head on Friday with a flashlight built in it. I actually found one on Amazon. It's like a skull cap with a flashlight built in, because we're going to turn all the lights off in that huge building. We got eggs all over the place. Everybody's drinking, and they're going to do a flashlight egg hunt for adults only. Listen, I don't even know who can come up with this stuff, but every year, I think this is about the fourth year I've done it. It's fun. It's good, clean fun. There's more girls than guys that show up for it. I don't know. They come in, you know, all their friends come in, but it's a bunch of people running around. All you see is a light on the heads, and but there's prizes in the eggs. And you know,
do you have to drink?
No, you don't have to drink. Of course not.
That's what makes it more interesting if people do. But
yes, this is one time when I say have that one drink. I've got the Dwarfinators, Keith. You wouldn't want to miss the Dwarfinators.
I got
Dwarfinators Extreme Wrestling is at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Okay, and please text me. All those listening to What's Cooking in 321 with Kim and Keith today, text me, because I've got 10 tickets to give away. So text me, say, I'm listening and I want those tickets, because the first 10 people, I'm going to give those tickets away for Sunday's event. We've got ABBA. It's an ABBA cover band, and they're coming on the 22nd on Friday, 7 o'clock. They're coming with the GBs. It's also a Bee Gees cover.
Oh,
you know what? I have to tell you, Santana cover was pretty good. That went pretty well. I can tell you the Dwarfinators, believe it or not, is sold out. So you definitely want to text I'm listening to get those tickets, because it's a sold out. They might have a few tickets, but other than that, there's not many. And then we have spring break. I get a spring break. All the restaurants will be closed, everything. From the 24th until the WWE NXT on the 30th. So where to go? What to do? Keith, I think I'll take the girls and go to California.
Really?
Yeah. I think either that or...
Better check their airfare because it's outrageous right now.
So it's either that or we're going to do the whole, you know, give some money to Walt Disney over there and Universal because we haven't done that in a while.
And they're outrageous too. Mm-hmm.
They are. What's not outrageous now?
I know.
Danny, it's like, but you have to do something every once in a while.
Sure.
Spring break, I cannot wait for spring break, though. And I am ready for it. I need a break. You know I need a break, Keith.
Yeah, you do.
And when are you coming down?
I think it'll be 10 days.
Good, because I'm going to have my honey-do list ready for everything to fix. We're going to fix up these restaurants. We're going to automate it, Danny. We're going to have to automate. Truly, we have to figure this out, Keith. And it's not just here in Brevard. I'm feeling it all over. I'm seeing my friends closing their restaurants, and it breaks my heart.
Well, Keith, you might agree with this, and you might not. I don't know. But I think that when COVID happened, I think that ruined the workplace, period, because giving the money to the people, the government, you know, giving the money to the people, I think it kind of...
This is true.
Stopped them from, you know, wanting to go to work. They were staying home.
That's what I can't figure out. I keep saying these young people, but I truly can't figure out why we can't find a working class anymore. We can't find people who like enjoy getting up and going to work. And I got to tell you, you know, my manager today actually said to me, "Kim, I hate getting up in the morning." And Keith, you know, that's not how she is. She is just the most loving and loves to be at work and loves her job. And when she said that to me, I got to tell you, I was like, I'm calling my brother. It's like, I got to fix this. And for her to feel that way, I said, you know, and my own philosophy is always, you know what, I'd rather be your friend than your employer. And but at the same time, certainly I don't want to lose her. So I have got to go out today and find two great people to work with her. Uh-huh. And I have to do that in... Really, two or three of the places need two good people. Let me talk about last week. You guys all know that we had a young man in the studio with autism. And I'm going to put it out there. Tropical Smoothie just did not do the right thing for this young person. And it took them almost 2 weeks to get him a check that they owed him. And he finally got it yesterday. When he went in to pick it up, it was the correct amount. And they said, we fired the person who, your manager, and they said, and we want to tell you that you can come back here to work anytime.
Wow.
And he said, nope, I work at Scott's on 5th.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. And so...
How you like that smoothie?
That's right. How you like that smoothie? But I don't know who got to him. I know that it had a lot of outpouring. We had over 1,000 comments come in.
Oh, wow.
About people wanting to help him, people wanting to know, you know, what really happened. People, just so many comments come in. But, you know, I know, I love the Flutie Foundation for Autism. They do so much. But I think it was another one in town that actually got him his paycheck, because I don't know if they would have came up with it, but I'm glad some heads rolled. And that so here we have a young man who probably wouldn't have to work. He could probably get the system to be paying him the rest of his life, and he's out there trying to work and trying to do a great job. I'm going to tell a funny story because I did talk to him last night. Scott said to me, he's a clock watcher, he watches the clock. And so I said to him, I go, you watch the clock while you're at work? Because you're ready to go. He goes, I don't know how to tell time. I go, what are you watching? You know how much glitter's in Scott's place, right? He said, right. I like the bright lights on it. I was like, that's hilarious. I texted that to Scott, and he was laughing. I said, he's not watching the clock. He doesn't even know what time. I said, he loves all your glitter. And... But anyway, so that story ended up being a happy ending. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's why sometimes sometimes putting the private stuff out there on Facebook, sometimes it's a good thing. It's a good thing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So Keith, of course, you know our Melbourne Seafood sponsors this show, and I know you can't get back here fast enough to eat some crab legs, and they've got their all-you-can-eat crab legs going back on for March. And but I have to tell you, I know you don't eat fried food, but they got fried food. They've added the fried food in the Vieira store. Melbourne Seafood, it's going well. French fries and fried fish and all kinds of fried shrimp and stuff. They did, the place on O'Galley has now been changed to a steakhouse. Steakhouse is opening. So we've got something new coming in. I don't know where they're going to get employees. I hope they're bringing them from wherever they're coming from, because they're not getting them here. And, you know, I hired an employee, and I had to let him go because he kept changing my radio station. I had the Taylor Swift collection on, and he goes, I don't like Taylor Swift. I go, but it's not for you to like. And every time I turned my back, he would change that station. And I'm just like, that's it. If he's doing that in the first week, you know what? It'll only get worse from here.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what else is going on in the restaurant world, Keith?
Well, I have a big question. You know, I was looking at Florida Today, you know, put this article out about 30-some-odd restaurants in,
yep.
I'll call it the 31, but it's basically Cocoa and Melbourne area.
Yeah, I read that. Even, Susie Fleming.
So, you know, I always like the River Flood stuff. And first of all, you're laugh. I was on I met a guy on the plane flight home out of Orlando the other day, and he gets on and he goes, me and my friends, we drove all the way from Orlando to this place called Frigates? I go, yeah,
Frigates.
And they were blown away. How he says, man, this is like something you'd find like near Disney on the water. And I started laughing. I said, well, it's a local place. Been there for a while. They do a good job, I think. And I think some of the times when I go in there, it's not that all the tables aren't full, but I think it's because they don't have the labor workers to cover the tables or the back kitchen, hard to say. But the one I wanted to ask you about is, I saw that Bonefish Willie's Riverfront Grill closed after more than 25 years of being in business.
Yes.
I know they had some issues before with, I think they had some health department stuff, but I don't know that for sure.
And it was an old building. But, Keith, again, I'm telling you, when I talk to other restaurant owners, we all have the same problem. We can get our food. You know, the supply and demand, we've changed brands. If we couldn't get something, you know what? I think our food purveyors have actually, it's not that they couldn't get the stuff. During COVID, they just went down to, they like selected five, where we used to have 50 different items and 50 different of this to pick from. Now we have two. And so we've just had to change a few things, but we can certainly get everything to run our restaurants. And but so as far as chain and supply, that's been corrected. I know that we're still ticking off people, putting the credit card fees onto the people instead of the restaurant. And yep. I try to look at that a different way. I don't do it in everywhere. I do it at the auditorium because that's a convenience there. But and like this week, we had a ATM machine. But we are. You know, sometimes it's on the person, sometimes it's on the restaurant. I don't think a high-end restaurant should ever charge the people a credit card fee. They should bury it in the food and pick it up. But I like to look at it a different way. I look at it as a cash discount. So if you're using cash, you get a discount. So instead of saying you're paying to use your credit card, if you're paying cash, you get a discount. Does that sound better?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I've been to restaurants and where they've had on the receipt when they give you your check, that you got an option. If you pay with a credit card, it's a percentage more.
3%.
Yeah.
Minimum.
And then if you pay cash, it's this price. You know, why can't they do it that way all the time if they're going to,
give
that option?
Right. And something to think about, too, when you are paying is the restaurant, when they pick up that 3%, that's also on the server's tip. So let's just say you do, in a month, this is nowhere even close, but let's just say you only did $1,000 in service tips, okay? We're paying the 3% for the servers to get those tips. That's why I always tip in cash, just because it hurts a business. So I understand that one, but I know there's still, you see that one on Facebook all the time. I'm not eating there anymore because this place charged me the 3%. And then you're charged again for using your credit card from your credit card company. I get it. I don't know the solution. I don't know the answer. See, I have no answers anymore. This is not like me. You should have all the answers. Keith, what has happened to your little sister? I used to have all the answers.
I tell you, it's a evolving world we have right now, and it's, you know, there's no, they call it the new norm. There's no norm.
There is no norm. No. There's no norm in any part of our world. Politics, anything. Give me the norm. That's what I say. Give me the norm. I want back to boring.
The old school.
The old school, yeah.
Did you notice any of the, Bike Week was last week? Did you see any of the bikes?
So I got to tell you, I really enjoyed it. You know, we come from, I was just telling my friend, I said, I have a picture of my mom and dad with leather helmets. Now, I don't know what a leather helmet would do if you fell on your head, but you've seen that picture, mom and dad sitting next to their bikes. I said my mother drove a Harley 600. My father had a big old electric glide. Keith, you had a big old, I think you had a Harley 1200.
It was 1300.
It was beautiful. What couldn't be chromed on it was nickel plated. I remember
it.
Beautiful bike. But I loved it because when I was going home the other day and coming over the bridge, there was just a whole pack of bikes and lots of women driving. And, we just come through Women's Day. I really enjoyed seeing it all and having the bikes back on the beach. It took me back to, I can remember back in, oh my gosh, I was probably only 18 years old and you had me drive your Mercedes towing a trailer full of Harleys. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why you had me drive. But we, because it was so snowy where we left, we towed, mm-hmm. we trailered all the bikes down here, and then once you guys got down here, that's what it was. You guys went off on your bikes, and I had the car and the trailer.
Yeah.
But those were good times. Those were good, clean, fun times. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see Bike Week. Space Coast Harley Davidson had something going on. For the past 2 weeks, they had something going on almost every day. They had bands out there. This week at the Space Coast, they've got, March 17th, we got a lot going on for the St. Patrick's Day coming up, but they've got an Ozzy experience. I believe that's Ozzy Osbourne going to be at the Space Coast Harley-Davidson Sunday, March 17th, 4 p.m., the Ozzy experience. Mr. Crowley, I don't quite get that, but we're going to have them on the show soon. Next week, we're going to be doing something a little different, too. Maestro Mark from the Melbourne Orchestra. Instead of us doing restaurant reviews like we usually do, we're going into the restaurants and we're reviewing the music. And not music, not live music. You know, like when you go into my favorite restaurant, Scott's on Fifth? Mm-hmm. He has got the best mixes of music in there. You know, because you've sat in there with me many times. He takes the time to put those, I'm going to say tapes. That's going to show my, I might as well say 8-track quadraphonics together. It's
old
the
school.
Best, yes, old school. It is the best piped music, though, in his place. It's usually songs you know, but done by a different artist, and it's just the music of them, no vocals, and I love it. I love it. So Maestro Mark is going to be here next Tuesday. We're going to be reviewing restaurant music in Brevard. I'm going to start, I get probably after every show, I don't know, 20 people to say, why don't you ever come to Titusville? So I finally, I got a friend in Titusville. I'm going to start heading up to Titusville now. And I'm going to check out these places. I know the Kim's Donuts wants me to check out Kim's Donuts. And I'm always about Crystal Burgers. Danny, you like Crystal Burgers?
Oh, yeah.
Keith, would you ever eat a Crystal Burger?
I never heard of it. I never
have. All right. It's the Florida version of a White Castle.
Gotcha.
Would you eat a White Castle?
I actually got one for my son the other day, and I stuck up the whole car, so no.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I cannot see you eating a White Castle. I flew...
I've not eaten too many burgers lately.
When I was in California, I lived in California with my other brother, I remember getting on the plane from Detroit to California, and I had two, they called them suitcases, which were really big then. It was 60 burgers, not the... And we got a layover, and I had them inside the cabin up in... Like, I put them up where you put your suitcases. And about, you know, we were sitting in that plane about 4 hours before we were getting off the ground, and the plane, people are starting going, what smells in here? They were starting to defrost. By the time I got to, I took them to the dorm in California. By the time I got them there, though, they were, you know, they weren't even cold anymore. But we ate them anyways, of course. But yeah, that plane, everybody's like, what stinks? What stinks in here? It's like, those are my White Castle burgers.
Uh-huh.
That's right. We could have all, you know, I had enough to feed the plane. The what else, Keith, is going on in restaurants these days?
Oh, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of new restaurants here. They just had I was at three different restaurants this weekend. It was the hottest new places, and I was laughing because they're super high-end and very, very, a lot of money spent on decorations. And one's an old castle, four stories high, all these different venues under the same roof, and just phenomenal food, phenomenal, you know, eye candy, everything. And I just found it funny that the bar was dressed, everybody was dressed to the nines, and a younger clientele, in fact, Rob and I were there, Dr. Rob, and we sat at the end of the bar. We were the oldest people in there, which, so it's good, it was a young people's place, but they're all sitting there on their phones and taking selfies, everyone taking selfies, and Rob and I just sat there looking around going like, what did the world come to? I mean, I get it, but everybody wants to be an influencer.
That's true. That's true. You know, I make my kids, my kids, old and young, have to check their phones at the table. Last night, we celebrated Hay's birthday with Taste of India, which on Wickham Road, they used to have one of the best buffets. I hate buffets, but I did like the India buffet because since I don't know what I'm eating, you could try whatever. But that's what we did last night. We filled the table with Indian food and that's how we spent, that's Hay's favorite meal, so we'll feed the kids. But it's like, check your phone. Nobody's on their phones. I can tell you I ate at the Tuscany Grill, Gina's place. Love it. I love the Tuscany Grill, but they did something that I can't figure out why high-end places do it, or even low-end places. I know from being a chef many years that all that flavor comes from the shell, okay? When you're cooking, even lobster, everything's better in the shell. That's how we make our stocks, because we peel the shrimp and we freeze them, and then we make our stocks with the shells. But I cannot stand getting an awesome bowl of pasta with shrimp in it, okay? And then I look down, and the shells are on it. I've got to pick, and you got to do it with your hands. It's not like you can peel the shell off of the shrimp with a fork, okay? So now I've got to take the tails off. So the food was awesome. Risotto is hard to make. It was awesome risotto, like Gina always puts out. Awesome risotto. Spinach wilted perfect. Didn't take the stems off the spinach, okay? Shouldn't do that. And then I look, and the little feet are still on the shrimp. So now I've got to clean my own shrimp because I don't want to eat them that way. Lots of people eat them that way. Shoot, if you're in a Chinese restaurant, they fry the feet. Okay, I don't want to eat it that way. Now I've got to pick through my wonderful tasting pasta, though, before I eat it. Why do they do it? Tell me why.
I don't know. I've seen it before, like at a cheaper restaurant, but not at a higher end restaurant.
So, you know, Tuscany Grill, that's pretty high end, you know, for Italian food. My signature just jambalaya, but I'll tell you what, if I ever left a shrimp shell on my jambalaya, my shrimp or my crawfish and the jambalaya, somebody hit me. It's just, that's a no-no. Don't do it. Don't make me pick through my food to take the shells off. Other than that, I highly recommend the Tuscany Grill, one of my favorite places. I'll keep going. Villa Palma, I always love Villa Palma because, you know, I love Italian food. Keith, we've got some restaurants opening, so by the time, really, you get back, we're going to have lots of restaurants to go to. That's what I can't figure out, how they're opening when everybody else is closing the doors. Either they just didn't think it out, or they've got some idea that we don't know about yet of how things are going to work, or they're going all the way automated, Danny.
Who knows
nowadays?
Where is
Stephanie? Where is Stephanie? Now that I'm coming on board stuff. I am. I'm telling you, it's... Next week, mucha mahalo just might look like Mick Mucha.
need to get some robots in there.
You're going to come up and you're going to hit that screen and place your order.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll have ISIS just standing, making sure they're punching their little, yeah.
Jeff will hook you up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I hate it.
Jeff, if you're listening,
I hate that I'm going
to
come on board and I am. I'm going to automate. That's the answer. I'm going to have to.
If you can't find employees, that's the answer.
We can't find. Keith, where do you think to advertise to get employees? Where, like Career Builder, Facebook?
No, I don't see Career Builder. I mean, there's Indeed, obviously. That's one of them.
Because we always put it out there on Facebook, but I'm telling you the people we're getting.
The local time marketplace and put out there that, hey, if you know of any of your young adults, and even some teenage kids that are, you know, in high school looking for some part-time work or full-time work, call.
Yeah, that isn't going to do it. I'm telling you, I put on Facebook, and, you know, I haven't been using my business Facebook just because, I don't know, I'm boycotting them. I'm still on my soapbox. But as far as my personal Facebook, I put on there, you know, call me if you want a job, call me if you want to work. And people's parents are answering for them, going, can I send my daughter? It's like, have them answer me. Because when they come in, they don't want to work. They really don't want to work. Their parents want them to work, but they don't want to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a tough week, I'll tell you, and it's only Tuesday. So tomorrow my own kids are going to be working their jobs. That's the thing. And I can always count on my own kids to step up to the plate, even when they don't really want to be there. They like to do their own thing. But, you know, the first thing I did today, really, I called Meredith and go, Meredith, I need you. And she's like, why? I go, because somebody, I need to let somebody go here in a minute. And, you know, it's terrible. And I don't know. I'm frustrated, very frustrated.
If I could help you, I would.
I was so hot when I got in the car, I had to turn the air on in my seats. I really was. Yeah, call to the rescue. Huh? Speaking of cars, I want to say hello to my Nissan Melbourne, because, you know, I've had that Murano sitting in Nissan for a year, and I called him yesterday. I go, okay, my kid's birthday. I'm coming to get my Murano. They're like, we still have it? I go, yes. It's back there. I've left it there a year, Danny. It's been sitting in Melbourne's...
To be repaired?
Yeah, it was repaired a while ago, but I just never picked it up.
Oh, okay.
So I've got to go get that, and that's the next thing I'm doing on my list today, and then no restaurants for the rest of the day. I'm too frustrated to even go back, so...
Need a break.
Huh?
You need a break?
I do need a break. I need a break, and... And then at the same time, I had somebody from the down south. Keith, you remember the restaurant at Spessard Holland?
Yeah.
So the restaurant across the street, Billy's, which is right on the beach there where we used to surf there a little bit. The break's not really good right there, but they called and said, do you want to take this restaurant? I'm like, no! I'll bet you anything that there's another restaurant I haven't had a chance to talk to them that couldn't get employees. And who doesn't want to work on the beach? That's when you know it's getting bad. Yeah, so I just said, no more restaurants. No more restaurants in my life. Just automated food courts.
That's what I say. I mean, these young people, they just don't want
to work
anymore.
They do not.
They want everything handed to them.
I'm over here on a construction site today in Milford, Michigan, and I see all the young kids. It's 2 o'clock, and you know what they're doing right now? They're all in, well, they got jeans on and short shirts. 65 degrees today. They all got their golf clubs and they're going to go golfing.
Okay, so that's a good thing. I like golf.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about Spencer Holland. So.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason that we kept that restaurant for 13 years is so we could golf every day. We used to golf the front nine one day and the back nine the next. I can tell you we got Woodstock coming to the auditorium April 27th. How do you feel about these cover bands? I mean, I know you and I, we like to see the real thing.
I think some are pretty good. I mentioned the Token Lounge here has a lot of the ones like you've mentioned. But, you know what, I'm wondering if down there, I know you're talking about the cover bands, but Have you seen the candlelight things? Like, and I thought about, you know, you don't really have a balcony yet at your place, but you could do some risers. But they'll light up like 1,000 candles. I think your battery probably most of it. Maybe they are real candles. And they'll have like a 3-piece or 4-piece orchestra set. And here they're doing Adele, Queen. The one I love is Coldplay. And then they've got...
But wait, they're covers? They're covers.
They're covering their song list.
Okay.
But they're orchestra things, and it's all dark with just candlelight. It's really amazing.
We should maybe try that a night.
Google candlelight concerts.
Candlelight concerts. Okay, there you go, my listeners. What's cooking in the 321?
Theater that Uncle Bill has.
That would be pretty cool, and we certainly have the space and we do have the risers. We have the risers, I can tell you the Elvis. You know, that was a big show, and when you were standing in the back, the same thing with Elton John. If you didn't look and you weren't standing to see how short he was, you would think it really was Elton John. The Elvis, you know, that was in his latter years, I guess. But he did sound like him. Well, the guy that was doing Santana, they were spot on sound-wise. I don't know that I've ever seen Santana up close to say. Now, ABBA, I'm all about this ABBA.
Well, I think Jody Raffoul and Bucky's, you know, the band, they easily do The Who, they do Queen, they do Led Zeppelin, and I always laugh. I said, sometimes they do Bob Seger better than Bob Seger right now. But that's why I said he's not on tour. And, you know, I love Bob Seger, he's a homeboy here. But, I think it's good. But think about it. Some of these bands, you know, these guys are in their 80s. So, you know, I went to see Hall & Oates a year ago. And they were all sitting down half the time, 90% of the time.
I can't blame
them. They could only turn on set.
That's when you know you're getting old, when you, like, you remember on MTV where they did the Unplugged, Led Zeppelin Unplugged, where they put the orchestra with them and then took all the Marshall stack in the back room. Yeah. I actually like that. See, I'm getting old. The Keith, what's your favorite restaurant here?
Down there? Well, you know, I love the piano bar, and I love the bar, and I love the...
So, wait, let's go back to that, because I just had somebody, hopefully they're listening today, asking about piano bar places. Where still has a piano? And when I think piano bar, I think back to, like, the old, Harold's Bar, where you could actually, or remember on Pillow Talk with Doris Day and Rock Hudson, where you could actually sit at the bar. The bar was made on the piano. But that's not what you're talking about. You're just talking about bars and places that have a piano bar, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. You know, you've got Dijon's, which is probably the more iconic. Then, you know, and
Cafe Coconut Cove has a piano, but they don't always have somebody playing it.
Right, and I do want to go the next time I'm down there. This coming up in the month for sure. You gotta take me there, because I haven't been there in ever.
To Cafe Coconut Cove?
Yeah.
So, now, I don't know, because I've never been to Germany, but, they tell me that's authentic German food. I know I make a good sauerbraten. They make a really good sauerbraten. So, it's definitely got really, you know, authentic dishes. I don't know, I don't know many German dishes, but their menu, I don't know. It's the best chicken I ever had. I can tell you that. And I like chicken. I suggest everybody goes to Cafe Coconut Cove if they're on a hot date and they want it to be chill and romantic. I think it's one of the most romantic restaurants in our area. Yeah, and people don't know about it because it's down there on the riverside. When you go down A1A, not near the inlet, but just past Publix on A1A, Melbourne Beach, it's South Melbourne Beach. It's right there on the river. It's so quiet and beautiful at night. I don't really care to sit outside, but I do there. I love to sit outside. I know you like to sit outside all the time, but it's definitely one of the prettiest and most romantic restaurants in our area.
The food has
always been above and beyond service, impeccable. Owners are pleasant people, and once in a while they got somebody playing that piano out there. It's only about 5 people or so at the bar. It's a very small bar.
Yeah, and then what about Chart House, they don't have piano anymore.
Chart House, they do not.
No.
And
what about...
They got rid of that. they got rid of their salad bar. Somebody said they were getting it back, so maybe it's back now. But I miss, you always liked the Chart House. You and I all used to frequent the Chart House. And yeah. There's down...
Of course, you set up in Polk, isn't... What is that jazz club up there still? I forget the name of it now.
And I can tell you that, you know, this is our Meg's... this is the big Meg's weekend with they start the parade at the auditorium and they go downtown for
Patty's
Day, and that's sort of a 3-day event. You know, there's something going on downtown all weekend. Meg's has bands going for 2 days, and that's a huge time. People come from Orlando. People come from all over.
For sure.
You know, usually I've stayed away from that area. And the parade starts in my parking lot. I got to tell you, I'm playing poker on Saturday over at Club 52, $600 every 15 minutes to give it away.
Nice.
And a bunch of us are going over there and going to play our big $2 poker because we're big vendors.
A nice spot, like a speakeasy, and maybe I'll come down and start one of those at a piano bar in there.
Oh, sure. Well, let me just tell you, it better be automated.
as long as it doesn't the monkey with the symbols,
Right. That's what we need. The monkeys with the symbols, because I'm telling you, we're not, Keith, I'm so frustrated. I truly am. I need to, by next week, find 3 employees. Now, considering in the past 2 months, and I know I keep coming back to it on this show, it's because I hope my listeners feel my frustration and go knock on your kid's door and say, listen, Kim needs you to come work. It's time for you. You know, I'm very easy to work for. sure I am. You know, come in and work at one of the places, and we'll teach you a new trade even. And the hours are great. You don't have to get up at the crack of dawn. You know, we've got places that open all hours from 7 to even as late as 10, and then, you know, some that open at 4, so I can accommodate anybody looking for a job. So call 321-437-1567. Yeah, please, parents, go rattle your adult children's and say, Kim needs you. How about that? There's an info. There's an infomercial for work.
That's right.
And what's funny is we'll see somebody hiring an employee, and I'll actually call them and go, did you get a lot of people apply? Because, like, send some over to me. If you get, no, I only had 2 people, and I've hired the one, and he didn't show up. I mean, that's, so today, I had somebody start today, and truly, they texted me and said, I'm going to be about 15 minutes late. It's your first day. I mean, if that were me, I'd be sitting outside waiting for the place to open their doors, so I was making a good example, and
first impression is always a good impression.
That's right. In anything in life.
That's right.
The on the first day, and then truly, like, that was, she started at 8:30, and I was driving here at 12:30, and she literally sent me a text saying, I cannot work here. This is not what I thought it was. And I go, well, you're finishing the shift out. No, I've already left. Like, you got to be kidding. That's where I was glad I have kids, because, you know, I called Darcy right away, and she's like, I'm already on my way. I'm already on my way there. But it's like, who does that? Who goes in late on their first day? Oh, this is even better. They even came in and said, I know I'm supposed to be here till 3, but I need to leave at 2 today. Who does that? When did we get to make our own schedules? I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this. And I'm having to work all their jobs, and I got my own job to do. I'm a mom.
I got my own job. You fire me the first day, probably. So.
Yeah, you talk too much to the customers.
Well, I'm a chip off the block with my dad.
Listen, I do need you to come here. My honey-do list is I need a new bar built over there at the auditorium, because we're making some big changes over there. You're going to love them, and you're going to want to come hang with your little sister all the time, because you're definitely going to like the new changes. They're huge. I can't tell anybody yet, but we just have some really huge things going on. Of course, there'll probably be no employees there. You'll probably have to serve yourself. We'll put a cigar box on the counter to put your money in. Pour your own drink, make your own food, and leave your money in the cigar box. There was a day like that.
Not this time of day, though.
That's right. The Keith, thanks for coming on the show today. The I actually bumped who I had on because I knew I would be bad company for him. The we've got Danny's given us the peace sign, and Danny, tell us about really quick the YouTube. How is the YouTube videos going?
I haven't put up any new ones lately.
Okay.
So, you know, I got to work on that. I've got some out ready to go. I just need to.
So, Danny's doing some really good things and fundraising. So, we need some people, though, to come up with some fishing rods. Hopefully, we'll get our Bass Pro Shop out there and get them on board. We know we've got some good sponsors coming up here in June, and hopefully, they'll kick in some nice fishing rods for you. And
looking for a sponsor for fishing rods. Yeah, reels, yep.
I know. I just got my little one, my 9-year-old, a new foam surfboard, a longboard, so she doesn't need waves. And we've got that going on. So lots happening. Lots happening coming
got my
soon.
Tournament on Saturday, so we'll be ready to go.
That's very good. Keith, any closing statement here? You want to say goodbye to everybody?
Everybody stay healthy. Enjoy the spring. I think, is the spring breakers almost over now?
Spring break. No. We here are starting on the 24th. Spring break starts on the 24th. Our kids are out of school on Friday. The 23rd will be their last day for a week, and it is a much-needed break because it's been crazy. So, listen, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to go to Melbourne Seafood. Tell them Kim from What's Cooking in the 321 sent you. Keep your texts coming, and don't forget about the Dwarfinator tickets we're giving away. We're also going to have some Woodstock tickets coming out probably next week maybe, and meet me back here next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye now.